Livestock producers are braving the blizzard to care for and protect their animals. North Dakota Livestock Alliance Executive Director Amber Bashans says providing feed and shelter is top of mind during winter storms. Also, regardless of the weather, calves are being born and cows must be milked.
If the milk truck weren't able to arrive at the dairy, what happens when the bulk tank is full? Meaning the milk is still there from the previous milking. Well, unfortunately, then milk has to get dumped, and then that farmer has the risk of losing income, unless their insurance provider will help compensate for the delayed pickup. You know, true admiration for those farmers and ranchers out there braving yet another storm, and also, you know, the farm employees, the milk truck drivers, all these different important factors that keep our producers going during these tough times.
Bashans goes on to say that pig farmers are also taking extra steps to ensure animals are fed and barns stay warm and functioning.
Todd Erickson from the North Dakota Sow Co-op barn up in Nelson County, North Dakota, he said that not only do they make sure that they have a generator fueled and ready to go on the farm, that their staff actually stay overnight in the barns for fear of not being able to make it back to the barn the next day. That's the care that these livestock producers show for their animals. They even sleep in the barn. Electricity is very, very, very important to the pig barns because those newborn piglets want 85 to 90 degrees when they're born. If it drops below that, you could have some serious health issues.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.